What gain has the worker from his toil? I've seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceived that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. I perceived that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it, so that people fear before him. That which is, already has been. That which is to be, already has been. And God seeks what has been driven away. More words this morning from the preacher, the Koheleth in the Hebrew, Solomon's own name for himself, the wise man. Words in the midst of our continual study where we see the distinction between Lady Wisdom, faith in God's word, and Dame Folly, trust in this present age. And we've looked then again at Ecclesiastes, that book of futility, that book of vanity, that book of stark honesty about the type of world we live in. And here, even in the midst of that futility, we find from Solomon a strange hope, a strange present hope. Now, certainly, he talks to us about what God seeks. And that's an important thing because that is our ultimate hope, that our Lord Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost, that which he had made to endure forever, but we, by our wretchedness, had pulled down and brought into futility and limitation and decay. But in with and under that miraculous good news, that gospel, that reason that we are Christians, we also have Solomon here talking about what is to be gained in the present. And his answer is the present. What your hand has to do before you, what gain does the worker have from his toil? It is certainly not to store up. It is certainly not to gain some reward that he can put in his pocket and carry with him wherever he goes the rest of the days of his life. Because this is the place where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. The busyness that God has given to the children of man in the broken age is only unhappy because we want it to be more than it was meant to be. We want it to not just be beautiful in its time, but to be beautiful in all times. And that is our sin. That we would not be beautiful as the Lord has made us, but we would seek instead to rise above that. And yet even as we chase after the many vain glories of this present age, eternity is in our hearts, that is, our conscience. Our conscience still speaks and says, this dust, this passing time, this attempt to catch the wind in a bottle, well, it is not enough. It does not heal. We cannot find what God has ultimately planned. And so Solomon again says that, well, then there's nothing better for you than to just seek the good as long as you live. Eat, drink, and take pleasure in your toil, because it's your toil that is your vocation, that is the people that are in front of you to serve. That's God's gift to you. Not just in the futility of the present age, but in the everlasting reality of what he designed us to be. It is good to work. It is good to serve. It is good to be. It's good to eat. It's good to drink. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now, what God does is going to endure forever. We can't add to it. We can't take from it. We can't actually destroy his creation. He'll die to save it. What God has done, he has done, that we might learn to fear him. And remember again how in the Old Testament, fear is a synonym for faith. That is trust. That is to be still and know that he is God. And even though our current use of the word faith has certainly lost that edge of fear, we don't want to stop that, let that stop us from seeing how the ancients believed, how they knew God in the great awe, the great wonder that recognizes his terrifying might. But with that, the power to do good, the power to not just be merciful in some squishy sort of way, but to be merciful in a way that acts, that does, that achieves. So as the days spin on and on, the earth goes around the sun rises, the sun sets, the streams flow into the sea, and none of us are done with our weariness. We can know that what's going on has been going on since the fall. It has already been. And no matter what we achieve, medicine, iPhones, you name it, it's all going to be as it has been. Moth and rust, thief and futility. But that God in the end still seeks what has been driven away. And that, that's you. You, his child. You, the one for whom he bled and died. You, who are still listening right now because you know that your Redeemer lives.